Okay, so the topic that we're talking about is learning Torah Lishma. The world was created for you. Learning Torah Lishma. What is the significance of learning Torah Lishma? Shalom Aleichem. Anyone else coming in? Okay, we daven every day in Birkas HaShachar. We say in Birkas HaTorah, we say V'miya anachnu v'tzetzoeinu, we and our children v'tzetzoi tzetzoeinu, and our grandchildren and great grandchildren, we should all be Yodei Shmecha, those that know your name, V'lomdei Sayrosecha L'shma, the ones that learn your Torah L'shma. What does learning Torah L'shma mean? How do you understand the concept of learning Torah L'shma? What does it mean? Tani and the other issue we'd like to a little bit address and flesh out is what's the significance of those who learn Torah Lishma. I'm not sure if you're in this year. If not, close the door. Coming in, okay, because there's too much noise out here. Alright. Okay. The topic is what's the significance of learning Torah Lishma? Okay. When I mention the idea of learning Torah Lishma, does anything come to your mind?
So what's your name? Sorry.
Isaac.
Okay, nice to meet you.
What does learning Torah Lishma mean?
I'll tell you a short story that I told the other guys the first round.
I'm sure you've heard of Rabbi Aaron Cutler. Rabbi Aaron Cutler was one of the great Gedolim who survived World War II and rebuilt Torah after the destruction of World War II. Rabbi Aaron Cutler, he was brilliant Ilui. And he was Rosh Yeshiva in a yeshiva in Europe called Kletsk. Kletsk is in somewhere in Poland, Lithuania. He was the son-in-law of one of the great Gedolei Ador of the previous generation, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. And when Rabbi Aaron Cutler escaped from the inferno of Europe and he came to America, basically his yeshiva in Kletsk had been decimated, had a few hundred students. I don't know how many of them survived World War II. And he came to America. He was, in a certain way, you know, very broken by what he had experienced in Europe. But at the same time, he was also driven, very driven, and filled with a passionate mission to rebuild the destruction of the Torah world that had been destroyed in Poland and Europe. And he founded a famous yeshiva that exists today. Anyone know which yeshiva that he founded in America? Exists? Lakewood Yeshiva, Beis Medrash Gavoa, BMG. Beis Medrash Gavoa of Lakewood. Lakewood Yeshiva was founded, I read this, you know, late last night. I can't tell you exactly that I remember precisely. But it was founded, I think, probably around 1943. Sometime during, you know, World War II, or maybe right after World War II. With three Talmidim. Ron Cutler started the yeshiva in Lakewood with three students. Today, about 60-something years later, Lakewood is over 6,000 students. And when Ron Cutler, there's a very famous story, that when he came to Brooklyn, he used to go every Sunday to raise money. He lived during the week in Lakewood, and he used to travel to Brooklyn on Sundays fundraise for the yeshiva. Apparently that's something you have to do as a Rosh Yeshiva, you have to fundraise. So he, you know, he would go around collecting for the yeshiva. In the 1940s, 1950s, most people in America were not so excited and didn't really understand what exactly Ron Cutler is trying to accomplish by building this yeshiva in Lakewood. And they asked him, what are you trying to produce? What are you trying to produce? What's your goal? Ron Cutler used to say when he was asked this question, two words. Can anyone guess which two words Ron Cutler used to say? Torah Lishma. That's what he said. Torah Lishma. I'm interested in a yeshiva where people learn Torah Lishma for its own sake. Not to produce rabbis, not to produce educators, outreach directors, communal leaders. Purpose of the yeshiva? Learning Torah Lishma. In America in the 1940s, 1950s, that was not exactly a great sell.
wasn't so popular, and people thought Ron Cutler was really, you know, out of touch. They thought, there's no way this can work. Maybe in Europe, you know, before World War II, you could get people to just come to learn Torah, but in America, how's it possible? And yet, we see that the idea of learning Torah Lishma has really become very widespread. Now, does that mean that learning Torah Lishma means you have to sit and learn in Kollel your whole life? Is that what learning Torah Lishma is? If so, then I don't know. Maybe we should just like end the shiur right now and send everyone out. I don't know how many of you are planning to learn in Kollel your whole life. I'm not telling you that you should or you shouldn't. It's probably premature in your lives to make such a decision. But what does learning Torah Lishma mean? Is learning Torah Lishma only for the Kollel guy who's learning in Kollel Chaz Nish or Lakewood? Can you learn Torah Lishma in NYU or in Columbia? Yes, you can. I'm going to tell you now how. I'm going to tell you what Torah Lishma means and how Torah Lishma is something that is within each and everyone's ability to attain and achieve. Okay, but before we get to that, I want to just go over a few of the sources. Again, I wrote this whole thing. I don't know if we have time to go through most of the sources, but there's a very famous Mishnah, okay? If you follow along, it's all on these sheets, you can keep them. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Rameir used to say, this is the last chapter of Pirkei Avos, Rameir used to say, anyone here familiar with Yaakov Shweki?
Yeah.
Yeah? You holding in his music? Okay, so he has a song on this Mishnah. Maybe if we have a chance, we'll sing it after we read the Mishnah. Rameir used to say, "Kol oisik b'Torah Lishma." If you learn Torah Lishma, zoichel advarim harbe. You merit a lot of things. You get a lot of things. It's a very vague, unclear statement to analyze what that means. V'lo, not only that, elashikol oilam kulay kedai lo. The whole world was worthwhile for him. And then the Mishnah goes on and says a list of 29 things. You're called a friend of Hashem. You're the beloved. You love God. You love mankind. You love people. You make people happy. You make Hashem happy. You become an anav. You get your shemayim. You're a tzaddik. You're a chassid. You're a yashar. You're a neman. And a whole list of things. The secrets of Torah are revealed to you. You become like a wellspring that never ends, like a river that overflows. Hold on, Ellie. And you're modest and humble and you are forgiving. And then the conclusion of the Mishnah is umigadaltoi umurei mamtoi al kolamasim. Torah elevates you above everything, above creation. Basically, I don't know if there's anything else that could be in comparison. Any Mishnah, and I'm not familiar with any Mishnah that describes such, with such accolades, and in such detail, all these huge, unbelievable things that you're zochet to receive, if you do what? You learn Torah Lishma. That's what the Mishnah says. So we'll try to analyze some of them, and hopefully we'll have the time, and go a little bit into the idea of what it means to learn Torah Lishma. Go ahead, Ellie. Beseder. Yes.
If someone's learning because he wants to acquire these things and wants to be a Talmud Chacham, is that the Shema?
Okay, so good question. And the answer to your question will be answered amidst Hashem by this year. Okay? Now, the truth is that regarding Torah Lishma, there are different perspectives what it means to learn Torah Lishma. Okay? Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Anyone here has not heard of Rav Chaim Volozhiner? If you have heard of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, raise your hand. If you haven't, also raise your hand. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner was the prime disciple of the Vilna Gaon. Going to Vilna. He founded the first modern day yeshiva in Volozhin that all yeshivas today, Ashkenazi yeshivas I'm talking about, trace themselves to Volozhin. Whether you're YU, Lakewood, Chaim Berlin, Tarvadas, Brisk, Merkaz Arav, basically the whole spectrum of yeshivas, they can trace themselves back to Volozhin.
Reb Chaim Volozhiner's yeshiva, Eitz Chaim and Volozhin, which was founded in the year 1802, 2 years or 4 years after the passing of the Vilna Gaon in 1798. Reb Chaim Volozhiner wrote two monumental svarim. One is called Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos. The other is called Nefesh Chaim. It's a Musa Sefer. And a good chunk of Nefesh Chaim and Shah Dalid is devoted to the significance of studying Torah and more specifically, learning Torah Lishma. And what does learning Torah Lishma mean? And he talks about it as well in Ruach Chaim. So today, we're going to be focusing primarily on Reb Chaim Volozhiner's approach. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in Shah Dalid, he says, some people think, and I guess he was probably referring to Hasidim, that the definition of learning Torah Lishma means Dveikus. You're learning Torah to feel close to Hashem, to feel attached to God. That's what it means to learn Torah Lishma. So when you sit down, you feel like, oh, I'm connected to God. Feel spiritual. That's what people think. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says is the ultimate level of learning Torah Lishma, means that when I sit down, I come to morning Seder, I should feel, wow, oh, shh. I'm floating, close to God. And for most people, we don't feel that. Most people don't feel that when they sit down and learn Gemara. So what is learning Torah Lishma? Is that really what learning Torah Lishma means? Many times people say, I don't enjoy this, not for me. I'd rather, you know, go to a Kumsitz. I want a Kumsitz, Shlomo Katz, Shlomo Kalbach, maybe Shweki. Yeah, we'll sing, we'll dance, we'll turn off the lights, we'll get into it, I'll feel close, I'll feel spiritual. That does more for me, for my soul. I feel more spiritual. I don't feel so spiritual when I learn Gemara. So is that what learning Torah Lishma means? You have to feel spiritual? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says the following, okay? We're skipping a little bit. If you look in source, I didn't number the sources, I should have, but the second to last source on page number one is the Gemara Nedarim Daf Samech Beis. Okay, the Gemara Nedarim says the following. Reb Elezer Reb Tzadik used to say, Asei Devarim L'Shem Pa'alon. When you do a mitzvah, you should do the mitzvah L'Shem Pa'alon, for the one who is the creator. V'daber Bohen, and talk about them Lishman. Says the Rush, famous Rush. Okay, the Rush here is going to lay down for us the soul. What it means to learn Torah Lishma? What does learning Torah Lishma mean? And how it is achievable for each and every one of you in this room and anyone else listening to this year to be able to learn Torah Lishma? Says the Rush. What does it mean? V'daber bohen lishman. Says the Rush. When you do a mitzvah, so the highest level of doing a mitzvah is that I have in mind I'm doing this to fulfill God's will, who commanded to do the mitzvah, and God is the creator of the universe. So I have in mind I'm fulfilling now the will of the creator of the universe. I want to fulfill Hashem's will, the creator of the universe, and put on tefillin. I want to fulfill Hashem's will, the creator of the universe, and daven shachris. That's the kavana that you have in mind when you do a mitzvah. What is the intention you're supposed to have? The highest level, the highest madrega of learning Torah. Is that what you're supposed to have in mind when you learn Torah? I'm learning Torah to fulfill Hashem's will. Who's the creator of the universe? Says the Gemara, according to the Rush, no. V'daber bohen lishma. When you talk Torah, talk about the words of Torah for its own sake. For its own sake. What does that mean? Explains the Rush. Kol diburcha, all of your words, umasa'acha, and your discussion, bedivrei Torah, concerning the words of Torah, yelashem ha'Torah. It's for the sake of knowledge, to acquire the knowledge of Torah. It's for Torah itself. It's not because I want to feel spiritually close to Hashem by learning Torah. It's because I want to know the Torah. I want to connect and understand every prat, every detail of Torah. I want to gain the knowledge of Torah. That's what learning Torah Lishma means. And he adds, Kigon, Leida, V'lahavin, to know and understand, Ulahosif Lekach Upilpul, and to analyze in depth, question and answer, to figure it all out. Leila Kantavilis Geis, and not to be about Gaifa, that's Shalol Lishma. Learning Torah because you want honor or you want to have, you know, authority, be able to put other people down, that's called shalol lishma. But if your motivation when you learn is, I'm learning because I want to know the Torah, I want to understand it, this is God's wisdom, I want to understand God's wisdom, God's will, I want to understand, what does Hashem say about a Basula getting married on Wednesday? What does he think about it? Should she get married on Wednesday? Why should she get married on Wednesday? I want to know what the Torah says. That's called learning Torah Lishma. Okay? And Chaim Elazar proves this. In the next paragraph, he proves this from a famous Medrash in Shir HaShirim. That the Medrash says that David HaMelech asked Hashem that he wants Sefer Tehillim to be treated when you write, when you read Tehillim, it should be as if you're learning Oyelos, Negoyim, Mishnayos, and Taris. Says Reb Chaim Elazar, Hashem didn't say to David HaMelech, yes, I accept your request. And what's on a higher madrega, apparently? Learning Mishnayos, Taris. Says Reb Chaim Elazar, where does a person feel more spiritually connected to Hashem? When he's singing songs of praise to Hashem, like Tehillim, like Hallelujah Hashem Kol Goyim, Shabchu Kol Umin. I mean, we have a lot of songs, I'm sure, from Tehillim. We say in Hallel, right? And many songs, Pesukim and Tehillim. Where do you feel more spiritual? When you sing songs of praise to Hashem, or you're learning the Rashba on Shoshinoga Chesapar? Where do you feel more spiritual? Says Reb Chaim Elazar, it's not a question of feeling. Where do you feel more spiritual? That's not what learning Torah Lishma means. Learning Torah Lishma means to learn Torah for the sake of understanding the Torah itself. For gaining the knowledge of Torah. If you turn back, okay, I'm doing this a little different than the last time. Turn to page number 6 on your source sheet. Okay? In English. This is a quote from the Rav of Soloveitchik in his seminal essay, Halachic Man. Okay? I don't have time to read the whole thing. I'm assuming you know how to read English. So you'll read some of it yourselves. But I'm just going to read part of it. Okay? The Rav writes, Halachic man, on the contrary, is very sparing in his recitation of piyutim, not heaven forbid on account of philosophical qualms, but because he serves his maker with pure halachic thought, precise cognition, and clear logic. He does not waste his time reciting songs and hymns. The cognition of the Torah, this is the holiest and most exalted type of service. Okay? The Rav says, and in the next paragraph, he quotes and translates into English a long citation from Reb Chaim Elazar's Nefesh HaChaim about what it means to learn Torah Lishma. As he writes in the next paragraph, he says, the whole notion of Torah Lishma for its own sake primarily refers to studying for the sake of the love of Torah, that one should exert oneself to determine the root principle of the law. But a person may think Lishma means for the sake of cleaving to God. According to that opinion, it would be preferable to occupy oneself with songs and hymn. Okay? But this is not the case. He quotes the Medrash that we just said. Okay? Now the part that's underlined, the next paragraph. He says, this is so because the primary purpose of study is not to study simply for the sake of cleaving to God, but to comprehend through the Torah, the commandments and laws, and know each and every matter clearly, both its general principles and particulars. Okay? That's the highest level of learning Torah, is to be able to understand the Torah. That's your motivation. When you come to morning Seder, you say, I want to learn Torah Lishma. Doesn't mean I'm learning Torah now in order to feel spiritually close. I'm learning Torah because I want to know Torah. Torah is Hashem's wisdom. I want to know it. That's called learning Torah Lishma for its own sake. And Rav Soloveitchik points out in that first paragraph another very important point. That learning Torah Lishma means that learning Torah is an end unto itself. Not a means to an end. I'm not learning Torah because this way I'll get all the things that it says in the Mishnah. That's not my motivation. I'm not learning Torah because I need to learn Torah in order to know how to keep the mitzvahs. I'm learning Torah because I want to learn Torah, which is Hashem's wisdom, and gain the knowledge of God's wisdom. That's called learning Torah Lishma for its own sake. Hold on, Ellie, okay? It's very famous to elaborate on this point. It's very famous Beis Halevi, which is back on, I think, the second sheet. Very famous Beis Halevi discusses the Gemara Nedarim. Gemara Nedarim discusses why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed. So the Gemara says that this was a puzzle. They asked the Chachamim, they asked the Nevi'im. No one could explain why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed. Until Hashem himself answered it. And the Gemara says, what was the answer Hashem gave? Because they didn't say Birchas HaTorah before they learned. Very famous Gemara comes up in the Nedarim, comes up in Bava Metzia. And the Ran quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who says, well, what does it mean they didn't learn? They didn't say Birchas HaTorah before they learned. So the Ran says, because they didn't learn Torah Lishma. They didn't think Torah was so important. They didn't learn Torah Lishma, therefore they didn't make a bracha. Explains the Beis Halevi. Pshat in the Gemara. He says, they viewed learning Torah as a means. I need to learn Torah. Why? Because let's say, for example, I need to keep Shabbos. How am I going to keep Shabbos if I don't know anything about Shabbos? So I have to learn Masechah Shabbos with Rishonim, with the Achronim, till I get to the tour, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Brura, Yalkut Yosef, and I know what to do. Okay? So I have to learn all that in order to know what to do. But the purpose is to actually practice. The purpose is to be observant. That's what people viewed the idea of learning Torah. It's only a means. It's not something that is an end in and of itself. So do you make a bracha on building a sukkah? No, you don't make a bracha on building a sukkah. It's only a hechsher mitzvah. It's preparation for the mitzvah. So says the Beis Halevi, in that generation, they viewed learning Torah as a hechsher mitzvah. So they didn't make a bracha Torah. They didn't learn Torah lishma. They didn't understand that learning Torah is a value in and of itself, even if it's not going to lead you to anything else. And the Beis Halevi explains with this, the Gemara Menachos, that the Gemara Menachos says that Ben Doma asked his uncle, Rabbi Shmuel, he said, I already learned Kol HaTorah Kulo. Can I go now learn some Greek philosophy? So his uncle, Rabbi Shmuel, told him, this is the Gemara Menachos, Tzadik Testament Beis, he said, if you can find time that's not day or night, you can learn Greek philosophy. Because it says in the Pasuk, in Sefer Yehoshua, you should study Torah day and night. Vagisa ba yoimam v'layla. So if you can find time that's not day or night, you can learn in that time Greek philosophy. So says the Beis Halevi, what was the discussion over here? What did the nephew think? What did the uncle answer him? Says the Beis Halevi, Ben Doma came and said, I know Kol HaTorah Kulo. I know how to keep halacha. I know how to be an observant Jew. So why do I need to continue learning Torah for? I know what to do already. Rabbi Shmuel said to him, no, you're missing the point. There's a separate mitzvah. There's two dinim in Limud HaTorah. There's a din of learning Torah as preparation of keeping the mitzvahs. And there's another din of Limud HaTorah as a separate mitzvah, an independent mitzvah onto itself for its own sake. To learn Torah, to learn Hashem's wisdom, to connect to Hashem's wisdom as an end in and of itself. And this also is the hesber that Rav Moshe Feinstein gives in Rashi, in Bava Metzia. We don't have time to go into it. The Beis Halevi has another famous nafka mina, says that's the difference between men and women. Women are chayiv in learning Torah only in order to know what to do. They're not chayiv in the mitzvah of learning Torah as an independent mitzvah. So we have this idea of learning Torah lishma for its own sake, which means I'm learning Torah to gain the knowledge of Hashem. Now Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains that if you analyze the Mishnah there, so the Mishnah says that if a person learns Torah lishma, he merits a lot of great things, right? The first sentence in the Mishnah, which we have on the first page, was Zochel Advarim Harbe. He gets a lot of things. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says a huge chiddush. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, what does it mean Zochel Advarim Harbe? He means, he says that if a person, let's say, learns Torah because he wants to get the reward, he wants to become rich. It says in the Pasuk, Orech Yomim Mimina Mismail Oishav Chavoid. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Orech Yomim Mimina, so those that learn Torah Lishma, they have Orech Yomim, they have long days in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, the Arichas Yomim. And those that learn Torah Shalai Lishma, that's Mismoilo, that's so to speak, those that are on the left, they get Oishav Chavoid, they'll get honor and wealth. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Taf Samach Gimel, I believe it is, that if you learn Torah because you want to become rich, you want to get the blessing of becoming rich, so that's Shalai Lishma. You're not doing it, you're doing it for an ulterior motive. But you'll get it. You'll get that. You'll achieve that. Orech Yomim, Mismaila Oishav Echavayt. So if you're Mismaila, if you're from those that learn Shalai Lishma, you will receive Oishav Echavayt. That's the statement of the Gemara in Shabbos. It's a possible. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, a huge chiddush. What does it mean, Zoichel Advarim Harbe? It means if you learn Torah Lishma, you get all the Shalom Lishma things that you wanted to learn Torah for, plus more! You get everything! You become rich. You get whatever you wanted. You get rich. You have long life. And Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. If you learn Torah Lishma. What does it mean when the Mishnah says that when you learn Torah Lishma, it's Migadaltoi Umiraimamtoi Mikol Hamasim? Right, the last statement in the Mishnah. Chaim V'Loshner explains that based on the Gemara in Pesachim, which is on the first sheet. Gemara in Pesachim, right before the Gemara in Adarim, asks a question. There's a contradiction between two Pesukim in Tehillim. One Pesuk in Tehillim says, Ki Gadol Ad Shamayim Chasdecha. Your kindness reaches till the heavens. The other Pesuk says, Ki Gadol Me'al Shamayim Chasdecha. Your kindness is above the heavens. Says the Gemara, it's a contradiction. Is it till the heavens or above the heavens? So the Gemara answers, Kan Ba'osin Lishma, Kan Ba'osin Shaloi Lishma. If you learn Lishma, then it's above the heavens. Shalom Lishma, it's till the heavens. So what does it mean? Above the heavens, till the heavens. Chaim V'Loshner says the following sensational shot. Okay, if you turn. Page number 4. We'll read it inside. Page number 4, second source on the top of the page. He says the following. He says that if a person learns Torah Shalom Lishma, so then he's controlled by the laws of nature. His life will be affected by nature. But a person who learns Torah Shaloi Lishma, Lishma, reaches a madrega that Hashem elevates him beyond and above the laws of nature. He has special hashgacha pratis that he's elevated above nature. It's a Mishnah. Migadaltoi umiraimamtoi mikolanasim. The Torah will elevate him above all of creation. Person learns Torah Lishma. There are many, many Gedolim, many stories about Gedolim that seem to be, you know, miraculous. Unbelievable stories. Very famous story about Chaim Kanievsky. It's a true story that one of the most famous stories about Reb Chaim, that he was writing a sefer on the laws of grasshoppers, so he felt that he needed to look at a live specimen of a grasshopper in order to understand better what the Mishnah or the Brises were talking about. But he's sitting in Bnei Brak, Chaim Kanievsky, where's he going to get a grasshopper from? So he told his wife, could you maybe go out and see if there's a pet shop here, could find the grasshopper? So his wife came back. An hour later, she was unsuccessful. She was not able to find the grasshopper in any pet shop. Didn't really carry them in the pet shops. I don't even know if they have a pet shop in Bnei Brak. And Reb Chaim was sitting and learning, and all of a sudden, a grasshopper flew and landed right on his shtender and remained there for about 45 minutes that he could look at it. And then it flew away. And then he had again later a question about something that had to do with grasshoppers, and the grasshopper returned. This is a true story which was witnessed by his wife, and she told it over to her brother-in-law. Reb Yitzchak Silberstein is one of the great Gedolim of our time. Son, brother-in-law of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he publicized the story. People have asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky on the story. He's confirmed the story. So how do you explain that? How do you explain that Reb Chaim Kanievsky should have such a crazy thing happen to him? Crazy siyata d'shmaya. He needed to figure out shot in something. He needed a grasshopper, and all of a sudden a grasshopper comes and lands on a shtender, and then it left and came back. Well, there are many, many other stories, countless stories about Gedolim who had unique insight and crazy things happened to them. The pshat is this Mishnah. The Mishnah says if a person learns Torah Lishma, then the concluding line of the Mishnah is Migadaltoi Umereimamtoi Mikolamasi. He'll reach a madrega that he's elevated above nature. Normal, natural things don't happen to him. He's on a different plane. He's living on a different plane when you learn Torah Lishma. And learning Torah Lishma, though, is something that we can all accomplish. That's what Chaim V'Loshner says. When you learn Torah with this mindset, this motivation, I want to understand the Torah. I want to know what does the Torah say about X, Y, Z. I want to know right now, Daf Dalet. What does Rashi say? What does Tosa say? Because they're explaining to me Hashem's wisdom. That's called learning Torah Lishma. Learning Torah for its own sake. It's not learning Torah because they want to get high. Not learning Torah because I want to be able to get rich or anything else. It's learning Torah purely for the sake of acquiring the knowledge of God's wisdom in this world, of knowing the Torah. That's called learning Torah Lishma. So there's a lot more to discuss about this. I just want to point out again a little bit from the Rav. Okay? Salvechik, I studied, I copied the last sheet. So this is also a quote from the Rav in English, where the Rav spoke about that even though it's true, on the one hand we're saying when you learn Torah Lishma, it means I'm just learning to understand the Torah, to gain the knowledge of Torah. On the other hand, when a person learns Torah, and he learns Torah with that mindset, he will feel an experience that he's in fact having a meeting, so to speak, with the Shekhinah. Okay, we read what he says. He says, the study of Torah is basically for me an ecstatic experience in which one meets God. And again, I want to say that when I have just told you, it's not just mysticism or due to my mystical inclinations, which he didn't really have. It's not so. But the Talmud expresses this idea, and he quotes the Gemara, that the Gemara says that a Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah till they abolished that takana. But in the time of Ezra, person was a Balkari, he had a seminal admonition. He was not allowed to learn Torah. Why not? Because the Gemara says we learn it out from Matan Torah. Just like at Matan Torah, people had to stay away from their wives for 3 days, the Gemara says in Shabbos, so they should not be Tomei Tumas Keri, because they would not be able to then receive, they would not be in the level that they should be fit to receive the Torah from Hashem. So too, when a person learns Torah on a regular day, he's a Balkari, fundamentally, he's not in a state that he's able to learn Torah. So the Rav asks, why not? What's the problem exactly? Intellectually speaking, is there a problem? Intellectually, a person's a Balkari, he can't understand Torah? No, he can understand Torah. What does it mean that if a person's a Balkari, he's not in the category of one who can learn Torah? So he explains the following. He says that when you learn Torah, you're coming into contact with Kodesh Baruch Hu, with Hashem. You're in the presence of the Almighty when you're learning Torah. And just as by Matan Torah, a Jew was not able to receive the Torah if he was a Balkari, he was not in that state to be in the presence of Hashem. So towards the end of this paragraph, he writes, it is not that the Tumah impurity impairs him. Right? There's nothing lacking in his mental faculties. He can't study while he's Tameh. But that such a person is not in the mood to experience presence of the Almighty, to experience revelation every time he engages in the study of Torah. Okay, so if a Jew cannot experience revelation when he's busy studying Torah, then this pursuit is forbidden to him. This is the reason the prohibition for a Balkari may not study Torah. So he says, when you're learning Torah, you have to realize, learning the Dvar Hashem, I'm learning Hashem's word, I'm connected to Hashem's word, I'm connected to the Torah, to God's wisdom, and I'm in the presence of Hashem. I'm in Hashem's presence. And when a person learns, but you don't have to think, I want to get close to God. If you learn with the intention, I want to understand the Torah, which is God's knowledge, God's wisdom, then you will automatically also, eventually, over time, feel that experience that I'm in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the most exhilarating experience. And that's what he concludes with. He writes about this many times, how he felt that when he's learning, he's mamish like with the Shekhinah. It's with the Shekhinah. And he says on the last page, he speaks about that, you know, what's the highest way of serving Hashem? So like we saw what he writes in Halachic Man, the highest form of cognition, the highest form of service of Hashem is accomplished through Limud HaTorah. That's what he says about his father and about Reb Chaim. I'm just going to read one paragraph on the last page, the middle paragraph. He says, it was like Reb Chaim, who could not stop studying Talmudic topics even though he knew them to the limit. They felt that studying the Torah was a rendezvous with the Shekhinah. Therefore, they constantly sought to prolong the experience. They could not bring themselves to close the text. And he says, the most sublime moments in his service of Hashem were during his study of Torah. So this is some of the ideas that pertain to the idea of learning Torah Lishma. We'll just go back again to the first Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a person who learns Torah Lishma, Kol Olam Kuloi Kedai Uloi. What does it mean, Kol Olam Kuloi Kedai Uloi? Rashi explains, Roi Uloi. The whole world was created for that person. It was created, Hashem created the world for that person. And we'll conclude, maybe we'll sing Yaakov Shweki's song just very quickly. on this Mishnah. It starts like this. Kol oisek batoyro lishmo zoyche zoyche ledvarim arbe. Kol oisek batoyro lishmo zoyche zoyche ledvarim arbe. Kedai kedai ulai shekol oilam kulai kedai ulai velai lai lai velai lai lai Shekalaylam kulay kedayolay. Go ahead, Kelly, you have a question. Okay, and then we have a shiur downstairs.
What's in the Rambam sheet about what the purpose of learning Torah is? Like, we're supposed to, like what the Rav is saying, inasmuch as the Torah is...
We didn't quote the Rambam.
No, I'm saying... Rambam is,
I have the Rambam on the page.
Saying,
so we Rambam, didn't get to the Rambam.
I'm saying, how does the Rav work with the Rambam? Because we know that the Rambam sanctions, obviously, I mean, you have to learn Torah, but it's for, I just want to phrase this better, it's to understand Hashem, right? Or it's getting closest to Hashem.
Where does he say that?
But we just learned Rabbi Appel Shir.
You have a source? Show me the source.
Maybe it's
the Rambam. The Rambam that I have on my sheet, which is in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud, Halacha Dalet.
Yeah.
Okay, and Halacha Hey, the Rambam there talks about, okay, this is on page number 5, okay, right before Halachic Man, before that side of the sheet. Page number 5. Again, I didn't do really this topic justice, I apologize. I had a lot of sources to go through and discuss. All these sources should be learned thoroughly and in depth. But the Rambam there says, what does learning Torah Lishma mean and learning Torah Shalai Lishma? He says, learning Torah Shalai Lishma means that you learn to get a reward. Learning Torah Lishma means that you're learning not because you want to get a reward or a punishment, but because you love Hashem who commanded the Torah. That's called learning Torah Lishma.
That's what I'm saying. So in as much as the Torah in itself is the expression of God's will and God's morality, like we see in Halachic Man, right? It's the expression of God's will, right?
Right.
It is in itself a part of God. If you look at deeper sources, like the world itself, the Torah being the blueprint, the world is an expression of God's will, so it would make sense also that not just the Torah and the written word itself, but even the looking at the brios and looking at the maisim of Hashem, also
that's a different point. Looking at the maisim of Hashem is how the Rambam talks about how do you get to the level of avas Hashem. Here we're talking about what is the idea of learning Torah Lishma mean. So you're asking me whether or not the Rambam subscribes to the notion that learning Torah Lishma means for the sake of Torah itself. That needs to be analyzed further. If you look at the Rambam, I'll grant you this. Straightforward reading of the Rambam is that the Rambam says that learning Torah Lishma is that you're learning Torah because Hashem commanded it and you love Hashem. I underlined a few. It says, Kala Oisik ba loy liyira. So you're not learning out of fear or to get reward, not because you're afraid of punishment or motivated by wanting to receive a reward. Rather, mipnei avas odoin kol ha'aretz, it's out of the love of Hashem that commanded the Torah. That's called learning Torah Lishma. That's what the Rambam writes.
You know, so what I'm saying is, like, in as much as the Torah itself is an expression of God's will, right? So to learn the Torah is to learn God's will, but it still seems in a way that it's a means to dveikus Hashem, not spiritually, but knowledge of God, which the Rambam writes, that knowledge of Hashem, cognizing Hashem, which is in itself establishing.
Okay, again, I hear what you're saying. It's true. This is the point I was trying a little bit to address at the end, that the Rav also is maskim, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes about this as well in Nefesh HaChaim, that when a person learns Torah, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, even if you want to achieve Dveikus, the most powerful way to achieve Dveikus is through learning Torah. Because when a person learns Torah, so every word that he utters is Hashem's wisdom that is now in his brain and he's wrapped around and connected to, and at the same time that he's learning it, God is learning it with him. Quotes Chazal to that effect, that when you learn Torah, Hashem's learning with you the Torah. So Chaim Volozhiner explains it's true that when you learn Torah, you are attached to Hashem in the strongest possible way. However, that's not what learning Torah Lishma means. Learning Torah Lishma does not mean that I'm learning in order to get close to Hashem. I'm learning in order to feel like I'm attached and cleaving to God. That's not what learning Torah Lishma means. Learning Torah Lishma means I'm learning Torah for the sake of understanding Torah. That's what learning Torah Lishma means. What is the effect? It will have an effect that I will be bound to Hashem and attached to God in the most significant way. But that's not what learning Torah Lishma means. That's not the purpose. The purpose of learning Torah is for the sake of understanding the Torah itself and fulfilling the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, which is an independent mitzvah unto itself. It's not in order to achieve a dveikus
ta'kodesh baruch. So that's different. That sounds different than what you were saying before. Before.
Hey, look, some of these concepts are a little bit...
Very nuanced.
Yeah, they need to be further analyzed. We don't have enough time right now. But keep the sheets. I'm happy to learn with you if you guys want privately. The sugya more in depth, go through it and argue about it, hash it out. But you should just keep in mind that person who learns Torah Lishma, the Mishnah says, the world was created for him, and learning Torah Lishma does not necessitate, according to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, which is our Messiah from the Vilna Gaon, that you have to feel very spiritual, or that you have to be learning all day in Kolel. Learning Torah Lishma means I'm learning Torah to understand the Torah. To understand Torah. That's what learning Torah Lishma means. Okay, we'll stop here.
Not
so much. Okay. Keep the sheets, by the way. Everybody say, can keep the sheets.
Remember
last year in the one. Yeah. Of Dvir.
So lucky. This is the end goal.